Hi, Liana. This is Michael. I just received your email, and I'm actually getting ready to hit the bed, but I wanted to send you just a quick message so that you're not staying in anxiety. The devil wants you to live in fear. God wants you to live in faith. Have faith in God, Jesus Christ answered. In John 14:1, Jesus says, do not be afraid. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. Philippians 4:6-7 says, do not be anxious for anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, submit your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your mind and your hearts in Christ Jesus. Psalm 91:1 says that 10,000 may fall to your right, 1,000 to your left, but it will not come near you. Psalm 37:7 says, wait for the Lord and be patient for him. Do not fret when men succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes. Go read Psalm 37:7 through, I believe, verse 11. Go read Psalm 34:4. I sought the Lord and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. This poor man called and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and he delivers them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who makes him his refuge. Those who fear him lack no good thing. The lions may grow weak and weary, but those who seek the Lord lack nothing. You got to put your eyes back on Jesus. Get off of the devil's website, YouTube. It's horrible. None of that stuff is true. None of it is true. You got to trust me on this. I made a journal recording back in, I don't know, I guess July of 2015 when everybody said the world was going to end in September, September 23rd. Rabbi Kahn and all these people said, oh, America's doomed. The end's coming. My parents, all these people they went to church with, they were all doomsdayers. They were going to sermons about how to, going to conferences, how to learn survival techniques. And they're like, you're not going to get into this. I'm like, nope, the world's not going to end in September. How do you know? Because the Father has given me promises that involve long life in my life and things he's going to do in my life down the future. And everything God has done in my life in the last 7 years, he's told me in advance. I walk with the Lord. He warns me daily if I'm going to run into somebody bad at Starbucks. He tells me in advance of when my divorce was going to end on the exact day and what the victory was going to be. And he made promises to me about my children that came true. He told me of a great financial deliverance before it happened. And I told everybody, and then somebody gave me a free car that I had never known. And he told me about my future wife, and I didn't have to go looking for her. I didn't try. I've been living like this. And the Lord promises to do this for anyone. So do not be afraid. Get off of those websites and go read Luke chapter 12, starting in verse 42. And there you will find out what Jesus wants you to be doing when he comes back. God bless you, sister. Bye-bye.